Finally, the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Tercisio Bertone, today sent a letter on behalf of the Pope to the President of the Pontifical Council of Justice and Peace, Cardinal Raffaele Renato Martino. The letter says it's important to rediscover a united and organic vision of knowledge as found in Catholic social teaching in order to make a positive difference in contemporary society. The message was for a two-day conference on the university in Catholic social teaching, which ended earlier today in Rome. Robert White has more on this event.
The possibility and urgency of a fruitful collaboration between Catholic universities and the social doctrine of the Catholic Church was the theme being explored by more than 150 people gathered here in Rome for a two-day conference. Co-sponsored by the Pontifical Congregation for Catholic Education and the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, the conference gathered speakers and participants from around the world involved in Catholic higher education. One of the speakers at the conference, Father Jonathan De Felice, president of St. Anselm College in New Hampshire, told us more about the focus of the 2 days.
The point of the conference is to try to establish a connection between Catholic education on the university level and the social doctrine of the Church, and to find ways in which we might be able to cooperate in implementing the guidelines of the social doctrine of the Church.
Dr. Michael Naughton, director of the John A. Ryan Institute of Catholic Social Thought at St. Thomas University in Minnesota, reflected on the foundation of Catholic social thought and its importance.
A very important part of the social tradition are virtues. And virtues are internal dispositions, internal qualities that transform the character of who I am, enable me to transform systems. Now, at the very same time, systems, in a sense, impact the person. And so there's that dynamic that occurs between the two.
One of the fruits of the conference has been the support that the participants experienced in their work of promoting Catholic social teaching in higher education. Again, Father Jonathan.
Frankly, the commitment both of the Congregation for Education and the Council for Justice and Peace to helping colleges and universities with this issue, I think has become quite clear to all of us.
I'm Robert White.